Minnesota DHS workers blame dishonest Governor Tim Walz for massive fraud, 100% responsible. By Amy Furr on December 1, 2025. Hundreds of Minnesota government workers have accused the state's leftist governor of being responsible for a massive fraud case that has drawn tons of attention. The statement came from over 400 individuals in the Minnesota Department of Health and Human Service employees. DHS, X page on Saturday, Fox News reported Sunday. The group claimed it alerted Governor Tim Walz, DMN, to the fraud in the early stages of its discovery, but he allegedly retaliated against whistleblowers. Tim Walz is 100% responsible for massive fraud in Minnesota. We let Tim Walz know of fraud early on, hoping for a partnership in stopping fraud, but no, we got the opposite response. Tim Walz systematically retaliated against whistleblowers using monitoring, threats, repression, and did his best to discredit fraud reports. Instead of partnership, we got the full weight of retaliation by Tim Walz, certain DFL members, and an indifferent mainstream media. It's scary, isolating, and left us wondering who we can turn to. In addition to retaliating against whistleblower, Tim Walz disempowered the Office of the Legislative Auditor, allowing agencies to disregard their audit findings and guidance. Media and politicians supporting Tim Walz or the DFL agenda attacked whistleblowers who were trying to raise red flags on fraudulent activities. Somalis in Minnesota allegedly took millions of dollars in state Medicaid autism care programs and sent it to their native country and its terrorist organizations, per Breitbart News. The outlet's November 20 article noted. Breitbart News reported in July that nearly 100 autism clinics in Minnesota were being investigated for fraudulently billing Medicaid for treatment of children supposedly diagnosed with autism, most of it in connection with the rampantly corrupt Somali community around Minneapolis. But the fraud is far more widespread, with far more money involved than was previously reported, all of which has been presided over by former Democrat Party vice presidential nominee Governor Tim Walz. House Majority Whip Tom Emmer, RMN, has since called for an investigation into the millions of state taxpayer money going to a terrorist group linked to Al-Qaeda known as Al-Shabaab, Breitbart News reported. Despite the evidence of fraud, state Democrats have continued to support the Somali community, according to Breitbart News. In its X post on Saturday, the Minnesota DHS continued criticizing Walz, stating, "Fundamentally, Tim Walz is dishonest, lacks ethics and integrity, has poor leadership abilities, and has never taken any accountability for his role in fraud."